Let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Eric J. Lawrence is a DJ with KCRW. He joins us from Santa Monica. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
And the theme today is your favorite songs of the summer.
Yeah, so we've just sort of turned the season here into the summer. So I was picking some of my favorite summer songs through the years, through the decades, that kind of had resonance to me personally, but also serve as kind of nice summery songs.
It's funny, on my Spotify, I have found that there is a new playlist that's called like Summer Flashback or something, and it's all the songs that I was listening to last summer. Interestingly, though, we never hear about fall songs or spring songs, do we? It's always summer songs.
No. Yeah, summer seems to be the time to really sort of sing and celebrate in the musical way.
Okay, well, let's hear some of the music that you brought, starting with the 1961 song School Is Out. This is by Gary U.S. Bonds.
1, 2, 3. No more books and studies. Now I can stay out late with my buddies. I can do the things that I want to do. But all my exams are through. I can root for the Yankees from the bleachers. And don't have to worry about teachers. And I'm so glad that school is out. I could sing and shout. School is out.
Doesn't get much more summery than that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This is actually the most contemporary one for me, because just this past year I went back to grad school and getting my master's degree in English literature. And for the first time, and I'm doing this as a guy sort of in his late 40s, so this is the first time in decades that I've had this sort of academic schedule where summer actually really kind of means something special. And so that really made me think about certain songs. There's a common theme of music about songs about school being out, probably the best known as Alice Cooper's School's Out. But this one really spoke to me because, I don't know, it just sort of has that ecstasy to it of the notion of we're finally done with school.
Right.
We've got a couple of months of no responsibility.
And who is Gary U.S. Bonds?
So he was an R&B pop singer that had kind of a heyday in the late 50s, early 60s. He had a number one hit single called Quarter to Three in 1961. School Is Out is actually his follow-up single that reached up to number five on the pop charts. He later was sort of, he had a sort of a short charting career, but was sort of later championed by the likes of Bruce Springsteen, who collaborated with him on a number of records. And just sort of one of those kind of classic rockers from that era.
Okay, the next one you brought us is Peaches. This is from 1977. It's by the Stranglers.
Strolling along, minding my own business. Well, there goes a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. She's got me going up and down. Girl, that you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good.
With this beat, you can almost hear him strolling down the beach.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're the Stranglers is one of the kind of key UK punk bands, and 1977 was sort of really ground zero for that scene. But they were actually a number of years older than many of their contemporaries. In fact, their original drummer, Jet Black, is older than Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. So it's an interesting sort of time shift there. But yeah, this song, in fact, it was used in the film Sexy Beast in the year 2000, sort of the opening scene where ex-gangster Ray Winstone is sort of sitting by his pool at his villa in Spain, just sweating and looking all oily and everything. And it just has that sort of kind of lasciviousness to it, for sure.
Okay, next let's listen to the Pointer Sisters. This is from 1984. It's called Automatic.
Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
We're definitely in the 80s here. I feel like I'm waiting for Gloria Estefan to pop out of something at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Pointer Sisters are fascinating to me. I kind of just recently rediscovered them. And going through their discography, they were a group of sisters, legitimately sisters from Oakland, California. Ruth, June, Bonnie, and Anita were the original quartet, and they went through a whole series of different styles. They started off almost as like an Anderson Sisters vocal jazz style. They had a pop phase. They had a classic rock phase where they were covering bands like Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stone, Steely Dan. But they're probably best known at this point for that classic new wave sound from 1984 that was really ubiquitous. Yeah. They had a series of huge hit singles that year, and this is another one that won a Grammy from it came from their year prior, an album called Breakout. But yeah, they were just one of the biggest bands around at that era.
And what says Summer to you about this song?
That sound, that new wave sound, using sort of that technology, something so fresh from artists that were seasoned and had been, you know, doing these different sort of sounds. They really were able to kind of finesse it to kind of create something really magical. That song has such a weird, distinctive sort of vocal style to it. And I don't know, just as I say, kind of, this is something that I discovered fairly recently. And for me, actually, maybe it's more the summer of just 2 years ago as I was going through their discography. That's sort of what it resonates to me.
Okay, we have one more here. This is called Sloan Ranger. It's a song from this year, 2018, by the Essex Green.
A silver ride.
Now, I know from my time in London that Sloan Ranger is a term for basically a yuppie, fashionable person from Sloane Square in London. And you heard him say goodbye Kensington right there. So
yes,
I guess
exactly.
That's what this means in this case, too.
There you go. Connecting some dots for me.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Right.
Well, it this is an undeniably summery sort of song. The Essex Green have been around since the mid-90s as well. They were a part of the Elephant Six collective of sort of a loose group of indie rock bands. They included groups such as the Apples and Stereo of Montreal, Neutral Milk Hotel, and kind of had a nostalgic, sort of updated, psychedelic sort of sound. And I guess that sort of fits for kind of a swing in London sort of vibe, too, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So how are you going to be spending your summer, Eric?
Well, in part of it will be in preparation for the new school year where I'll actually be teaching. So that's going to be a whole new experience for me. But, this is a rare opportunity for me to really kind of sit and enjoy the season. And I think I am really going to enjoy it by kind of going back and picking some of these records that I haven't listened to in quite some time and really just sort of going back and revisiting some old friends.
I guess the lucky thing for you is in LA, the summer never really ends.
That is true. I didn't want to rub it
no,
in.
It's okay. It's okay. That's Eric J. Lawrence, who's a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
We've got all of our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.